All right. Joining us today on our coach's corner is head men's soccer coach Bryce Cooper. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So first of all, how are you adjusting to everything as far as being quarantined and somewhat being stuck in the house? How's that going?
Yeah, I think it's a unique challenge in the sense of I've enjoyed the quality family time, probably more so than ever. It's allowed me to spend more time with my kids and my wife and our family more than we've ever had, which has been fantastic. But at the same time, it's trying to keep two young kids from killing each other and keeping them entertained has been challenging. But it obviously has created some challenges with, you know, the still staying engaged with our players and our staff and things like that, that we've, I know you're going to address here in a little bit, but that we've been able to work around. But yeah, when you live in a state like South Carolina, the weather obviously lends itself to at least being able to be active outside, and we've taken advantage of that. And so we try to do all kinds of stuff outside to kind of engage our family and stay active. But just like everybody else, it's definitely different and challenging in some ways.
Yeah, and again, like you talked about a little bit, how's it going staying in touch with your team and assistants? Obviously, no face-to-face contact, but I'm sure you're having a lot of Zoom meetings and things like that.
Yeah, we have really been proud of the resiliency and kind of the resiliency and you know, the intuitiveness of our players and our staff to work through technology. And so we have weekly Zoom meetings. Pretty much have daily calls with the staff. So we've been talking pretty much every day through text or phone calls. And then have had one or two in-person meetings just because our the way our office is located is a little different, as you know, from main campus. So it allows us every once in a while to pop in. But mostly, yeah, just phone calls, text, and then our using this obviously the software Zoom and WhatsApp has been big for our team. And we've enjoyed those times to see them, see their faces, see how they're doing. We have a lot of international players. So our situation is a little different than some teams that are, pretty much all domestic student athletes. And so that creates its own challenges in terms of trying to find a time that works and, things like that. But we've been proud of the fact that we've been very engaged throughout this time and with recruits. So we're bringing in 19 recruits, biggest class we've ever had. And we've managed to really stay really engaged and in contact with them as well.
That's good. Yeah, I'm sure obviously soccer deals more with international student athletes. So I'm sure you've been used to having to use technology to stay in touch with those recruits. So the dead period ban on in-person recruiting hasn't affected you probably quite as bad as some of the other coaches. But obviously not being able to have recruits on campus and see the facility and see the campus, that's got to be a little bit hard. So y'all been handling recruiting okay?
Yeah, I've been really, really proud getting a different perspective, but I've been really proud of how we've handled the dead period and how we've still managed to have our biggest class in school history. That serves two purposes: to help the school and our enrollment, and to also help our depth. And we carry two teams, as you know. So, we have bigger recruiting classes, but we didn't use it as an excuse. And that's something that it's easy to fall victim to in the situation we're in, right? We can't have visits. We can't go on recruiting trips. We can't do this and that. So how do we find ways around that? And so we have been very active in the fall. And I think that's where it paid off, is we had been very active from the months of basically July of last year through all the way up to March, when the restrictions were put in place. And so I think that really lended itself well to having those relationships already developed and those visits already made. And then we rely, like you said, on a lot of film anyway, because we can't be everywhere at once. And then we certainly can't go overseas a lot. So all of that kind of worked, it lended itself into our deepest class, our biggest class ever. And so I've been really proud of our staff for you know, finding the players, evaluating, working through these obstacles, and getting them on board with our program.
That's great. So going back to the fall, how do you think your season last fall ended up? I know you guys lost to Queens in the tournament, but you also took down Wingate, who was ranked at the time. So how did you feel your fall went?
Well, we had a record-breaking fall. To some people, a 9-8 record is nothing to brag about too much. But to a program that you know hasn't had a rich history or a lot of success, you know, best mark in 14 years, you know, we'll take it, obviously. And so, you know, we were 7-3 at one point and ranked as high as 6th or 7th in the region, which was a record at the time as well. We returned a lot of players from last year, 9 starters, in fact. And so we're really, really excited and anxious, if you will, about this fall. Did beat Wingate at home when they were ranked, I think, 13th in the country. Obviously, their success speaks for itself in our sport. The national championship side from 5 years ago. Perennial NCAA tournament team. And so that was really good for our program. It did kind of create a challenge after that. You know, we went on a little bit of a stretch where I felt like we got so up for that game where we maybe took a while to recover and didn't get a couple of results that I felt like we could have. But all in all, 9-8, and you know, we lost to Queens 4-2 at their place in the SAC tournament. They had nothing but praise after the game, and where this program was 4.5 years ago to where it is now is night and day, to where we wouldn't even compete with teams like that or even let alone make the tournament. So we talk about a then and now a lot in this program. And what we mean by that is four and a half years ago, we were a 0 win in the conference, 0 point. In the conference, not even a tie program that didn't have a great culture and didn't have a good perception across the league or the region. And you fast forward 4.5 years and we're right on the cusp of winning the league. Had we won against Carson Newman when we lost with 2 minutes to go, and had we beat Tuscum in overtime, we would have won the regular season. So we're that close, where we finished 7th. In the league versus winning the regular season. So we know what we're capable of, and we're excited about the fall, and you know, felt like we did leave a few wins on the field this fall, but a lot of lessons learned, really good momentum for our program. And I'm excited about 2020 for sure.
Yeah. So with everything that happened with the quarantine and the shutdown this spring month and a half ago, do you think having your spring season kind of cut short, do you think that'll have any effect on the fall? Or obviously with returning 9 starters, I don't think it'll have that big an effect because they know what to do and they've been around. But
yeah, it definitely does. I think we're all facing the same challenges, Division 1, 2, 3, NAIA, et cetera, where because of a lack of a spring season, lack of practice and games, et cetera, and potentially lack of a summer league, we're all going to be coming in a little bit rusty, a little bit untested, and have to kind of make up ground quickly with also being smart with what we do. So yeah, it definitely affects us. I can't say it's a good thing per se. And I think that's why a lot of schools, at certain Power Five and others are asking for an earlier preseason to make sure that the student health and safety is first and foremost, so we don't come back too quickly. So that'll be some interesting challenges that the administrators of all the schools will have to kind of, and the NCAA will have to work through. But at least we're all on the same page. And so we talk to our guys all the time about, you know, this situation is going to be what you make of it. And if you, you know, find excuses or you procrastinate, then a day turns into a week and a week turns into a month, and then you're really behind. So I trust that a lot of them are doing, you know, what they need to be to at least, you know, stay relatively fit and strong. And then we're hitting ground, you know, the ground running, hopefully in August. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so to wrap things up here, do a couple of fun questions. First off, what do you plan to do first hour that they lift the quarantine? You can get out, do whatever you want. What's the first thing on your list?
This is going to sound kind of cheesy, but it'd probably be go to the gym. I mean, that sounds really lame. You know, you'd think it would be like a really nice restaurant or something, but I just miss the gym. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, exercising outside has been kind of neat and been kind of rewarding in its own right. But I do miss going to the gym. That was part of I'm a routine person. I was in the service. I like routine. And so not having that ability to go. So that'd probably be the first thing. And then the second thing close behind it would probably be, you know, going to a nice restaurant, because we've still been trying to support the local economy and you know, eat out. But as you know, it's all curbside, it's all pickup. And so it just doesn't have that same feel. And so those would be the top two probably. I'm not going to sit there and say something real elaborate, like go on a vacation or, you know, so.
Yeah. And then last question, have you found any good TV shows, movies, on any of the streaming platforms, anything like that during this downtime?
Yeah. I'd be curious to know yours, after I give you mine, but, of course we got caught up in the Tiger King, you know, Euphoria or whatever you want to call it, which has been funny. So we watched that, and then we've gotten into a few shows. Like one on Netflix is called 100 Humans. And, you should check it out. If you like to just, if you like a little humor mixed with, knowledge. So the premise of it is, they took 100 humans from all across the US, of all ages, genders, backgrounds. So you have young people, old people, et cetera. And they ran them through all these like tests, essentially, like, all these, almost like, surveys, if you will. And so like, hey, what makes somebody attractive? And then, you know, they all had to like look for different things on what is attractiveness, or, you know, do men do things differently than women and why? And it's just really curious. And there's a lot of humor in it because the three hosts are all comedians. And so, you know, they'll put them through some random things too. On like, one is like, do elderly people have a smell? You know, because we've all kind of heard that, like, I mean, this is all, you know, for fun, but they actually did a study on that. And you're like, you know, so they tackled some really odd but interesting things. And so you're learning, and they show you the results of all this, but you're also having a good laugh. So that's been kind of a neat show too. And then there's some other classic ones like Breaking Bad and stuff that we've kind of gotten into. What is there one or two that you've, because there's no sports, so I don't know what to do with myself half the time, but I don't know about you.
No, I don't know what to do with myself either without sports and everything. But obviously, like you, I kind of got sucked into the Tiger King. That was real interesting and entertaining. And then I've been Catching Up on the Ranch on Netflix. It's a comedy with Ashton Kutcher and
Danny Masterson. Yeah, we watched one or two.
Yeah, I had started a couple of years ago watching it, and then obviously you get busy and didn't get to finish it, so I've been trying to finish that up. And then, again, watching some old movies that I like, you know, Step Brothers, some of the comedies like that.
Very good. Yeah, Will Ferrell, can't go wrong with him. So.
No, definitely not. Well, that's about it, Coach. Thank you for taking the time. I enjoyed talking to you and can't wait to be able to see you in person, hopefully soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Thomas. Take care of yourself. All right.
Thank you. You too.